Welcome back for another exciting season of the podcast. Today we're going to go deep into the stacks for some music that even jazz fans had been denied for many years, some up to 25 years or so. Specifically, we're going to be covering Blue Note Records' Rare Grooves series, which was a number of releases that came out in the mid-90s. Primarily, I think, in response to the acid jazz movement and the increasing use of jazz samples in hip-hop. So you have bands like Us Three, who in 1993 do Hand on the Torch, and a couple of years later have 42nd and Broadway, both fantastic albums, also on Blue Note Records. So you had a more modern take on some of these old jazz records, and I think that prompted Blue Note to maybe put them out, put the source material out and see if they could reignite some interest in some of these really great jazz releases from the late 60s, early 70s. Also, rapper Guru, released in 1993 something called the Jazzmatazz series, and I would definitely recommend that to you as well. So again, we're talking about albums recorded originally in the late 60s, early 70s. Some of them were released at that time, but some had not been released until this Rare Groove series started in the mid-90s. And it's interesting because some of these are reasonably well-known jazz artists, some of whom had been on Blue Note Records for a number of years. And so it's just interesting to me that some of these had not seen the light of day until hip-hop kind of drew them out. And as I think about it, this is kind of a companion episode to the fusion jazz episode that we did several months back, which we called Meet the Fusions. And if you've not heard that one, go back and listen to it. It's very interesting, if I do say so myself. But what we had in the fusion movement that we covered at that time was, again, the late 60s, early 70s period, where jazz artists were really starting to expand their palette and invite artists from other genres of music in and see what came of it. And that's what you have here with this kind of soul jazz or funk jazz that we're going to feature today. And one of the things I really like about this Rare Groove series was that you've got a nice mix of instrumentation, right? So you've got sax players, you've got guitarists, you've got trumpet players, but of course you also have practitioners of the Hammond B3 organ, which really has kind of been synonymous with soul jazz or funk jazz. And so you're going to hear plenty of that today as well. So rather than hear me talk about it, let me let you hear it. And we'll start with saxophone player Lou Donaldson. Again, he had both studio and live releases that were part of this Rare Groove series. And this song sets the tone really for the whole episode. It's the title track from a 1970 album. And it's called Everything I Play Is Funky.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
You remember Funky Mama?
Yeah.
That was one of my best recordings, baby.
Ooh, that was bad.
Alligator Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Midnight Creeper.
Yeah.
I don't play nothing but funky music, baby.
Funky music is in.
You know why I do that?
Why?
Because everything I play gonna be funky.
Thank you.
Now, it likely will come as little surprise to you that that's actually an Alan Toussaint song, so written by New Orleans legend Alan Toussaint. Now, as mentioned, he also had a live album. Lou Donaldson also had a live album as part of this Rare Groove series, and this is a 1970 album that had not been released until this mid-90s period. And so this is an album called The Scorpion, live at the Cadillac Club. And again, the title track, The Scorpion. While we're talking about saxophonists and soul jazz or funk jazz, I've got to give a shout out to one King Curtis, who definitely could have been in this elite company had he been with Blue Note Records, but he was not. Of course, he is on Atlantic Records, had a tremendous amount of material that he released in the late 60s, early 70s, again in this same soul funk jazz lane. But he also was doing some recording with rock artists as well, and was on the Fillmore West scene with Bill Graham and a lot of those folks out there. So if you're not familiar with King Curtis, Atlantic Records, definitely check him out. So moving along, as we said, Hammond B3 organ. There's a gentleman by the name of John Patton, oftentimes referred to as Big John Patton. And Blue Note had a number of his albums in the Rare Groove series, one of which is a 1968 album that was previously unreleased. And it's an album called Boogaloo. Here's a song called Boogaloo Boogie. We'll be right back. And from that same John Patton release, 1968, here's a song called Barefootin'. Perhaps the best known jazz artist that's a part of this release or this series was Grant Green, guitar player Grant Green, who had, again, a number of releases on Blue Note, even outside of this Rare Groove series. A very prolific guitar player, tremendous guitar player, and oftentimes collaborating with a lot of great artists of his time. So let's turn to Grant Green from 1969. An album called Carrying On, and this is a song, Upshot. The time now for a cover song, also by Grant Green. And this one's not on one of his individual albums, but it's a part of a compilation that was part of Blue Note Records' Rare Groove series release. And this was a compilation called The Lost Grooves. And so this was Grant Green borrowing from Gamble and Huff, who, of course, were primary songwriters with Philly International Records. And this was a hit for Jerry Butler. And it's a song called Hey Western Union Man. Jazz keyboardists with the surname Smith. Of course, you have Jimmy Smith, you've got Lonnie Liston Smith, and then you've got Lonnie Smith. And Lonnie Smith is a part of our series today. 1970 live album, previously unreleased, called Live at Club Mozambique. Here is Scream. We'll be right back. Now, I must admit, I picked that song because it uses baritone sax, and I am a big, big supporter of baritone sax players. So, quick shout out to Jerry Mulligan, of course. But that was the reason for Scream, in addition to the fact that it's just a decent song and a good example of this soul jazz that Blue Note was recording and releasing around that time. So again, Lonnie Smith from Club Mozambique, live record. Here's Love Bowl. Now, we're going to close it out with a Blue Note artist that was really all over the stylistic map, especially in the early to mid-70s, and that's trumpet player Donald Byrd. He, of course, of the Blackbird fame as well. So Donald Byrd, recording for Blue Note Records, recording in 1969 or 70, previously unreleased, an album called Kofi. And this is a song called The Loud Minority by Donald Byrd. Before I let you go, I wanted to draw your attention to a couple other sources for this kind of music. If you enjoyed what you heard today, there are a number of places you can hear similar releases, some on Blue Note, some on some other record companies. So the first is Blue Note's series called Straight No Chaser. It's a two-disc compilation. A lot better known songs, both in their source material and samples that you're going to be familiar with, especially from us three. They mined a lot from this. So again, Blue Note Straight No Chaser compilation. There was another series released around this same time from Blue Note called the Blue Break Beats series. And on that one, you're going to hear a lot more Donald Byrd. You're also going to hear Bobby Humphries. So if you didn't think a flute could be funky or soulful, give a listen to the Blue Break Beats series and hear Bobby Humphries really, really move it forward. So, and again, if you enjoy Hammond B3 organ, 32 Jazz had a release called B3-in. And finally, a nice compilation called The Roots of Acid Jazz on Impulse Records. So again, check those out if you're enjoying what you heard today or if you want to kind of stretch out a little bit more. Those are some other places to look. So as always, thanks for listening. We're looking forward to a great season. And y'all take care.